Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
That's right. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in Tulip City. And we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. 395-1450 is the best way to get a hold of us. We'll take your calls onto the air. 395-1450 or send us an email.
Computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer or a BlackBerry or an iPhone or any other device that has email capability, computerguys@whtc.com, and we will do our best to get to it on the show.
Yeah, of course, Kev. In addition to that, we've got some news stories here. Took the week off last week. So we...
Dave fell asleep in the middle of the day, and we just couldn't wake him up. It was just too hard.
Well, you know, when your job here, Kev, is to fix computers, sometimes emergencies do come along. And so last week we had a little emergency for a business that we work with. So apologize, yep. We weren't here live. But we're here. We're back today.
We are back.
Unless you're listening to this in the future, and we're doing another pre-recorded show.
That's right.
In which case, it's the present.
That's right.
Think about that one.
Oh, that's confusing. I don't know what to say about that.
Of course, you can always check out our podcast. Easiest ways, if you have iTunes, just go to the music store and type in WHTC. You'll find us on there.
That's right.
Kev, this is a news story from, of all things, the AARP Bulletin.
Oh, good.
You know, usually,
it's one of my favorite readerships there.
Well, you know, usually you hear about a computer getting hacked because of an email that you clicked on or a virus that came through somehow. But this is definitely an interesting approach. I'm actually just going to read a little bit of this article here.
Okay.
Emails promising Viagra discounts or dates with Russian models used to be the preferred way to get personal financial information from recipients. Now, hackers have devised an ingenious way to unleash an identity-stealing computer virus from the last place you'd expect an online attack, a parking lot.
Interesting.
Scammers place phony parking tickets on cars, which direct their owners to an official website that claims to have photos of their alleged violation. Once they go to the website, victims inadvertently download a nasty virus that can quickly cost them plenty. Several drivers in Grand Forks, North Dakota, found tickets on cars they had parked at a shopping mall, hospital, grocery store, or college campus. Some went to the designated website, and their computers were compromised. This clever ploy bridges the real world with the virtual world, and I fear we'll be seeing more of these types of attacks in the future, says Lenny Zelster, a computer security expert who uncovered the scam after a former student who lives in Grand Forks told him about a phony parking ticket. So after analyzing the virus website, he found that its potential dangers include tricking you into buying a fake antivirus software.
Oh, it's classic.
You know, of course, it'll prompt you to, it'll say the website instructs you to install a program to see photos of your car. The program then produces a message that announces your computer has a virus and you're offered a worthless repair software for $50 or more. Another potential danger includes capturing user keystrokes to reveal your online passwords and account numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It could also enslave the infected computer as a bot that can be used to remotely disseminate spam and gain access to other websites you visit. So, of course, you want to avoid unfamiliar websites. You know, don't visit a strange website simply because you get an email or letter. One of the things here also, be wary of .com cons. One giveaway on the parking ticket website, it ended in .com. Online addresses of most police and other official agencies end in .gov.
That's right. So if
course,
you find one of these...
cityofholland.com is a real website.
Yeah. If you find one of these, you know, not a bad idea to call the local authority and say, I've got this ticket here and I just need to know if it's real.
Well, you know, the interesting thing here that I find so crazy about this, somebody actually took the time to print up these parking tickets and actually go around. Like, they had to go to the mall and put these under the windows. So somebody
you know what?
Could
it's
have seen
It's got
to
be
them.
Worth their while.
Somebody could have seen them.
Yep.
You know,
somebody
could
did see
actually,
them.
Whereas, you know, it's a virus on the internet.
Now, you think they go around in one of those old retired cop cars? So it looks at least somewhat legit, or they, like, go walking around,
I would imagine
hop on
they're
their
just
bicycle.
Walking around, doing it real fast.
Wow.
Wear
that's
a baseball
crazy.
Cap and some sunglasses.
There you go.
But think about it, though. You mean, if you send out a spam that has a virus, or if you set up a website, the odds of getting the police to track you down and find out who you are It doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, there's great ways to cover your tracks.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
But, I mean, if you're actually here in a city walking around, they could, you know, find out who you are, or maybe somebody recognize you. Seems to me there's a lot more risk involved. So anyway, that was a new approach to how to get a virus on your computer. So, and you know, that goes with just computers in general. If you're going to websites you're not sure of, you know, always be suspicious. If it prompts you to install something, you know, there are legitimate things installed, Java, Adobe.
Yeah, but you know, these like companies are doing a great job of, you know, spoofing to make it look like it is legitimate. So, you know, if in doubt, this is one of the things we always tell people, don't hesitate to call and ask us, because we're usually pretty aware of what's going around and we can give you some good advice. Or if you have installed something and you're wondering, well, now what? What's it actually doing on my system? You know, bringing that in and getting it cleaned up isn't a bad idea either.
This next story here, Kev, is not necessarily 100% computer guys related, but it is about Lord of the Rings, and as we know, anybody who's involved in computers likes Lord of the Rings.
And why would that be?
Well, I don't know, but probably because we're all a little dorky.
Happens.
A couple weeks ago, there was a release of a Lord of the Rings fan film.
Oh.
The release of The Hunt for Gollum, a Lord of the Rings fan film. It's available for free on the web. They had a budget of only £3,000. So it was
Small.
Yeah, I know. The actual film is only 40 minutes long.
Okay.
But it was basically using all volunteer actors. And you can actually see, if you just search for The Hunt for Gollum, you'll find the official website. There's a YouTube that has a full trailer on it. But what's interesting is they only spent, you know, what is £3,000? Two to one, so $6,000 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly on costumes and makeup.
Okay.
So they have some cool costumes
and makeup.
Like when you watch.
Did you watch it?
I watched the trailers.
Okay.
It's really pretty cool. I wonder. I mean, it really looks like a professional film.
Wow.
You know, maybe the people aren't quite as good as in the big movies.
Sure.
But there's 40 minutes you can waste on your computer or invest, I guess we'll say. It's Lord of the Rings. You're not wasting anything.
Yep.
So check that out. Do a search, The Hunt for Gollum. Kev, we've got a phone call coming in here. Let's go ahead and take this. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a question for you. We have Comcast internet connection as well as their phone connection and the whole works. And probably about a week and a half ago, started having problems where we cannot access our voice messages from the internet. We get up a pop-up that says something about Windows Media Player cannot find the file or something like that. Anyway, I've called Comcast a number of times. Once they referred me on to Windows or Microsoft. Another time they said they were going to call me back, and they never did. And the third time they were helping me through some things, and all of a sudden out of the blue, they said, oh, yeah, you're not the only one complaining about that. We seem to have problems with our system, and we're working on it. Wondered if you had heard of this problem, if you're aware of any other users that are experiencing it.
So you've got the Comcast where you also have your phone line comes in through the Comcast now as well?
That's correct.
Okay. I have talked to quite a few people who have switched over, but I haven't heard of this particular problem. Kev, you've heard of this at all?
No, but from the context of what you're saying, what it sounds like is the voicemails come in via an audio file, and it sounds like Windows Media Player is trying to play that file and having an issue. And that can be caused by several different things. That could have been caused by an update that Microsoft did and it changed the way that Media Player worked. It could have lost a file association with the file that it's trying to play, or a change on Comcast ends as far as how they send the file could cause a problem. So it sounds like it may be just a media player and a file related issue. Yeah, like Dave said, we haven't heard of anything in particular. I'm guessing it's probably not a major thing to repair once you see what's going on.
Assuming that it's a problem on the computer, not on a Comcast side.
Yeah, I mean, it is possible that Comcast is not formatting those messages when they send them off correctly, and then it doesn't matter what you do on your end, it's going to be a problem with them. But without taking a look at it, it's hard to say. But so they told you that it's a known issue. Did they provide you any actual solutions?
No, they did not. At this point, they just said that they have their engineering staff addressing it and to see if it was a problem on their end.
Okay. I would probably wait a couple more weeks or so then. If they know it's an issue, that it might be something that it'll just fix it. So, well, they'll fix it on their own rather than you have to do anything with your computer.
Okay.
But if you really wanted to pursue it further, it would be something we'd probably want to look at since we haven't come across this yet.
Okay.
I thought
maybe you had heard about it from some other people and they're having the same issue.
No, hasn't reached that that volume yet.
What about in general, though? Have you had good luck with the whole service running through your cable modem, obviously other than this particular problem?
Yes, been very pleased with it. We have, good service. They answer questions. The reception has been great. Nothing to complain about.
Okay, that's good. What about switch over time? That was fairly simple. Wasn't a long process or anything?
No. I'm just trying to think back. We did it about 3 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, they took care of it within, probably we were set up within a week and a half.
Have you had any disruptions in service where it goes down at all?
We've had to reset our, we have wireless in the house, and they've had to reset the modem or the router, I believe, a couple of times, but they do that right over the air.
Okay.
I believe I did have to go and shut the thing off and reset it that way or something once, but no big problem.
All right, well, good to know. Appreciate that.
So, yep, up until this, it's been great.
Well, hopefully they'll get it fixed on their end. If not, just let us know in a couple of weeks then.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Bye.
I've always, it's definitely tempting because there's definitely a big cost savings, whether it's AT&T UVerse or Comcast Charter. Mm-hmm. They've all got it where you can get all the packages bundled. And if you do have multiple accounts, if you have Comcast for your internet and your TV, throw in the phone line, and there's definitely some cost savings.
But then again, they've been marketing heavily for the total package. They've been really hitting it hard for both businesses and home users. So they're making an attractive package.
Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yes, a couple of months ago, I installed a new Microsoft program. Now I keep getting a pop-up that is from Windows Genuine Advantage notifications.
Yep, that came as a result of an update that actually came onto your system, and it was installed probably automatically. That's the way by default it's set to do it.
Oh.
It's probably right when you turn the computer on.
Yep.
Yeah, just go ahead and follow through that.
It's complete.
Yeah, it's complete.
Okay.
Exactly. It's completely legitimate. All it's trying to do is verify that the programs that you have are official and they're properly licensed.
Okay.
So they just want to ensure that you don't have any pirated software.
Okay. It's not going to be something that's going to be running in the background taking more.
No,
more.
It'll take a couple minutes to install. Figure anywhere, depending on the speed of the computer, probably from 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
But once it's done, then you won't ever see it again.
Okay.
Well, you won't see it for a while. It'll probably happen again in the future, but it is legitimate.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Hey, thanks for checking.
Thanks much.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Seen that on quite a few computers, Kev.
Yep, and when people don't know, they just kind of keep hitting cancel, deal with it later. So it's good to do that.
Hold on, let me just share this.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to take a break in just a second.
All right.
Let me share this. This is from the official Google blog. It's not a computer guy show without something about Google. So I'll just read from their blog. At our Mountain View headquarters, we have some fields that we need to mow occasionally to clear weeds and brush to reduce fire hazard. This spring, we decided to take a low-carbon approach. Instead of using noisy mowers that run on gasoline and pollute the air, we've rented some goats from
Yes.
California Grazing to do the job for us. We're not kidding. A herder brings about 200 goats, and they spend roughly a week with us at Google, eating the grass and fertilizing at the same time.
That's awesome.
The goats are herded with the help of Jen, a border collie. It costs us about the same as mowing, and the goats are a lot cuter to watch than the lawnmower.
That is funny. I like it.
And then I doubt this is actually the goats at Google, but here's a funny little picture of a bunch of goats. Although I got to say, some of them are just kind of lounging around, laying
they're
there.
They're not doing their part.
And most of them aren't eating. They're just sort of looking around.
They're probably not paid by the hour, so hopefully it's by the job.
It's pretty hilarious.
That is pretty hilarious.
Pull up to Mactel Technologies one day, and there's a bunch of goats wandering around out there.
I haven't seen that in town. Maybe I'm going to start a new business. I'm going to get a couple goats, and we'll do lawn services.
Yeah, includes fertilizing,
there
too.
There you go. It's all in one package.
There you go. Let's just take a quick break here. You listen to the Computer Guys on WHTC.
We've got visibility now at about 10 feet.
10 feet if we're lucky. You're going to have to slow down because I can't see anything in front of us.
Man, I can't afford to slow down too much. Sergeant's saying that up to 40 cars and trucks could be stranded up there. Man, we've got to get to those people.
Ever imagine anything like this is going to happen when you join the Guard?
You mean driving blind down a highway in the storm of the century?
The National Guard is a unique force. Citizen soldiers who are just as prepared and committed to do battle with nature here at home in our communities as they are against the enemies of our nation. These are your neighbors. Men and women who work or go to college, have families, hobbies, live life to the fullest. They train part-time, close to home, and they are always ready.
Slow down, slow down. There's definitely a car on the side of the road up there.
Rescuing people. Now, that's what I imagine when I join.
Do you have what it takes to head into the heart of the storm? Check out NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Have you seen today's paper? Another industry going to Congress for a handout. The record labels.
I know. And three of the four major labels are located overseas.
And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations.
The same stations that raise money for our local charities.
They actually want Congress to take money out of our community and send it to foreign-owned companies? I'm going to call our representative right now.
Learn more at noperformancetax.org. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Collins hometown forecast from WHTC.com. For the rest of the day today, sunny skies, high 86, but it will be cooler along the lakeshore. Clear tonight, low 57. Tomorrow, sunny, high 78. And on Friday, cloudy with isolated showers, high 70, but again, cooler along the lakeshore. Sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s predicted for the weekend. Currently at 74 in Zeeland. And at Tulip City Airport, under fair and breezy conditions, relative humidity is 31%. Winds out of the southwest at 22, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. It's 76 degrees in Holland. For the latest radar updates and weather conditions, log on to WHTC.com.
Stay informed with the latest world and national news from CBS. It's just minutes away on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on WHTC. Taking your phone calls, give us a call, 395-1450. We'd love to hear from you, see if we could help you out with your computer or internet problems or technology-related.
Sure.
Also, Kev, I don't know if you've noticed, but Internet Explorer 8 has been released as a critical update for Windows XP.
That's true. It has been coming down the pipes.
Yep, although at our business, we're not allowed to use Internet Explorer 8.
Not quite yet.
But we've actually seen a lot of computers that have come in from problems trying to install Internet Explorer 8.
There's a setup process that's more involved than any previous version of Internet Explorer. So that can cause some problems if they try and cancel out of that process or they don't go all the way through or set some things incorrectly, it can be an issue. But once it's installed and running correctly, you know, it works quite well, actually. So.
But we have seen, Internet Explorer 7, I don't know that we ever saw any problems with that necessarily, but 8.
A handful. We saw a handful, but...
Seems like there's a lot more for Internet Explorer 8.
Yeah.
Although, if you don't want Internet Explorer, Kev, there's also the alternative Firefox.
Yep.
But not if you're using Windows 2000.
Oh.
Mozilla has been considering dropping support for Windows 2000 and Windows XP without Service Pack 3. When the new update, Firefox 3.5, comes out next year. So, although I guess if you're on Windows 2000, you're kind of used to at this point not having much out there for you. We had a call the other day for antivirus on Windows 98. There's not a lot left
out
there.
There's like two.
There's a handful of programs that you can still get.
Yeah.
But the reality is, there's just... there's always something. There's always something out there. There's always some paid program or something.
Sure,
but
sure.
As far as a lot of what I'd consider more of the mainstream products.
Yep. Speaking of, not old stuff, new stuff. The Palm Pre is coming out on June 6th. This is actually kind of exciting. It's been in the works for a while. They showed it at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and the time where people were able to get their hands on it was quite limited because it was early on in development. But June 6th, it's going to hit stores. Sprint stores, Best Buy, Radio Shack, and some Walmart stores. It's going to be $200 with a two-year contract, and it's exclusive to Sprint. So if you're looking to get your hands on the hot new smartphone, you might want to check this out. It is really, right now it's being talked about as a pretty serious rival to the iPhone, which they're going to be talking about iPhone, the 3.0 software and potentially the new hardware for the third generation at the Worldwide Developers Conference, which is coming up just after this release date. So the question is, did they do this to kind of steal their thunder, or how's this all going to play out? But it's going to be kind of cool. There's a whole new operating system that this is developed around that brings Palm back into the game. So after, you know, basically having a 10-year-old operating system for so long, and doggone it, it really worked quite well.
Hey, my phone still runs Palm, and I'm happy with it.
It's not necessarily the, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but it's fast.
It did. It did have a lot of bells and whistles when I got it. But
sure.
Now,
sure.
It still does a job just fine.
It still does a job, and it's actually pretty fast compared to some of the new options, so works well.
Now, Kev, this was a information that was from a couple weeks ago, so I can't confirm that this is still true, but at the end of April, a couple of Acer executives in Europe separately let slip details that give us a good date for the release of Windows 7. First, Acer's vice president for Europe discussed a new product launching this September that will support Windows 7's touch features. I asked whether this confirmed the Windows 7 release date as September 2009. He quickly remarked that when it's in store, it won't have 7 preloaded. But then he didn't finish there. He said, we'll be actually selling Windows 7 the day before the 23rd October. So the release date at this point, they think, will be for Windows 7, October 23.
Wow.
Just a week after my birthday.
Hey, look at that. Maybe they'll send you a free copy for your birthday.
Well.
Early.
You never know. So, that could be... That's a lot sooner than they thought, so...
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's...
Yeah, although, as usual, whenever a new operating system comes out, we usually recommend people don't jump right on it and go out and buy it. There will always be certain people who are too excited, and of course they will.
Yep.
But you know... You know... We need those people, Kip.
And the thing about this... Yeah, I know. They're the ones who work the bugs out.
I know.
The thing about this is... It's gone through the actual release candidate looks better than a lot of the previous release candidates that there have been. It looks like they've done their homework and they've really done a lot of testing prior to even releasing that. So if that holds true, then even initially, it may be actually quite solid. So
and just because you're hearing, hey, Windows 7 could be out this fall, I wouldn't recommend that you wait on buying a computer until then, because like I said,
well, for large corporations that are going to be buying hundreds of computers, yeah, probably not a bad idea to wait. But for the average user or business user, you know, Vista is a fine option.
Yeah,
and you know, a Vista computer, unlike the jump from XP to Vista, a Vista computer should be able to run Windows 7. Without any problem, because the hardware requirements are actually more on par with what XP requires to run. So, hey, this is kind of cool. We've talked about Google Maps, Google Street View. They've actually, they're trying to map the world one street at a time. However, some of the locations aren't conducive to cars. So that makes it hard to do the Street View. So what they've done is they've kind of created this trike. It's a bicycle that's tricked out with all the cameras and all the recording gear that they can go down those hard-to-reach areas. Their strategy became obvious thanks to a handful of images that have surfaced. So you can type, basically look in Google Street View tricycle. Just do a search for that, and you can see this thing. It's got a huge box on the back with all the recording equipment and a tower with the cameras on it. Really quite interesting, but they're trying to...
Pedal-powered?
Yep, it's pedal-powered. Well, you mean as far as, does it actually have a generator?
No. I'm saying, like, do you have to...
to ride it. It's not a motorcycle. It's a bicycle.
But one place, Kev, that tricycle will not be going is Greece.
No? They're not going to
let it in? No, they've banned Google from gathering detailed street-level images in Greece.
Oh, well, there it won't be. But it's clearly marked Google Maps, and you won't mistake this for, I don't know, anything else. So if you see it cruising along. Okay, here it is. There's a picture of somebody riding it in Rome, and they have their helmet on.
Oh, man. Also, Kev, this is slightly computer related, but it was pretty interesting nonetheless. So the Nintendo Wii is pretty popular because you've got the two controllers that you can move around with your hands and everything, and much more interactive than just pushing buttons on a game remote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, Microsoft is now working on a motion sensing camera for the Xbox 360.
Ooh.
Wall Street Journal reported the motion capture technology Microsoft is rumored to be working on for the Xbox 360. Unlike the Wii, the Microsoft camera won't require users to hold any hardware to control on-screen action.
Interesting.
The camera would sit near the television and capture when players move their hands, legs, or head. So that would be kind of a fun way to... Although I got to say, already when you play in the Wii, you feel a little silly. You're moving around. You're doing all this stuff. Now if my neighbors see me with my whole body, my legs kicking and everything...
Dancing around with nothing in your hands.
I got to tell you, we're going to have to get some better blinds.
They're going to think you're crazy. So you better hold off on that or put a little disclaimer out in front of your house.
Nonetheless, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
They've already had it on laptops where, if you even get a webcam, they've got a lot of interactive games.
Yep.
I remember on the webcam I had when I was back in college, it has a Logitech and it had this game where it was, you could move your head around and like hit things that were on the screen.
That's kind of funny.
It was fun, you know, yeah. You could do your hand and hit things and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, and then they have the avatars where you can basically overlay like hats and glasses and funny heads. And
or
it'll
make you like
stuff.
A little cartoon and you smile and your little cartoon on the screen will smile. Yeah, so Microsoft's hoping to do something like that.
I plop our daughter down on her lap and she enjoys as I flick through all the different options. She goes, do the sheep, do the big ears, do the crazy green guy.
Do you have a webcam at home?
Yeah. Yeah, we use it for Skype.
Oh, nice.
People, so, hey, this is kind of interesting. As somebody, you have your media center set up. You know, you've talked about that before.
Sort of.
It's sort of set up right now. Is it in a state of in between?
You know, our router's at the back end of the house, and the computer's at the front end and wireless. And so the speed connecting, it's not the
speed. You know, I think you need to run a wire.
Maybe one day I will.
You should do that. So anyway, if you did, Netflix is going to be coming to Windows Media Center. This is a big deal.
No, it is there.
Well,
it's a media center. It's on the Xbox.
Yeah, it's going to be built right into the media center. Microsoft struck a deal to bring Netflix streaming movie service to Windows Media Center. They announced this on Tuesday. Netflix, more than 12,000 Watch It Now movies and TV episodes are available to users of Windows Vista, Home Premium, or Ultimate. The XP users won't be able to access the service. So even if you had XP Media Center, it won't work. It has to be the Vista one. They'll be able to search the entire Netflix library, manage their DVD queues, and filter searches by titles that are available to watch instantly, Microsoft said in a statement. They're trying to boost the amount of content available on Windows Media Center. So this is something that they're starting to do. And to access the service, Windows Media Center owners must first subscribe to the rental service. Then to stream movies, they can start Media Center on their computers by selecting the new Netflix title under TV and Movies heading.
I don't think I would use it because
you don't have Netflix, do you?
Well, I would consider it, but I'm just saying, you know, we use the Media Center at home and it records all the stuff on the computer, but it's just a half hour episode. It's easy to watch sitting down on a chair at the desk.
Sure.
But, you know, a movie.
Well, that's why you line it into your TV. You just got to get around to doing that first. You need your big TV.
Yep,
Soon enough.
My little TV.
Soon enough.
It's just not going to cut it.
Not going to cut it.
Well, Kev, here's one to end the show on. Microsoft last week, quietly or not so quietly, raised some cheap cash in bond sales. For a company that already has a huge cash war chest and doesn't carry debt, what's the incentive to sell nearly $4 billion in bonds? So Microsoft's currently sitting on $25 billion in cash, so they don't need the bond proceeds unless they have something big in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What could that be? I don't know.
Well, they are announcing the new search.
Right.
They're doing that. I don't know that this is big enough for that. They've talked about a lot of things, so could have some exciting news coming up. They're ready to challenge Google in search. They're getting ready to launch a new version of their internet search engine. It's called Kumo, and that will start coming out. I don't know if we have an exact date on that. Anyway, we'll fill in the details later. But the music means it's the end of another show. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. 394-4940 is our number. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 399 East 32nd Street. That's one block west of the corner of 32nd and 31. And as always, if you want to listen to the show again or pass this on to your friends, always check out the podcast. Easiest way to do that, Apple iTunes. Type WHTC into the music store and listen to us anytime you want. We'll
That's right. Well, thanks again and have a great week.